Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get only a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. The law of the harvest is easy to understand. In short, you reap what you sow. If you are miserly with your sowing, you need to be prepared for a deeply disappointing harvest. However, if you sow generously, you can be sure of an amazing crop, probably far larger than anything you had imagined. Money is particularly important because, as Jesus observed, it's a rival God. You have to make a choice between serving God or money. You can't do both. Money makes such huge boasts. It pretends that it can offer you security, popularity, contentment, and satisfaction. But it demands worship in return. In every generation, there have been people who have fallen for the god of money. None of this is to say that money is inherently bad. It is part of God's creation and so is, in fact, inherently good. The problem with money is when it becomes our master and it begins to drive our thoughts and actions. The best way to prove that money is not our master is to learn how to give it away and to do so generously. Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Everything else flows from our ability to give, and so we all need to explore ways of giving generously. Paul spoke about the law of the harvest in this passage in the context of financial giving, but it's a principle which applies to every aspect of our giving. For example, take our caring, our listening, our supporting, our teaching, our leading or encouraging. If we do these things half-heartedly and reluctantly, then we would be foolish to expect much of a result. But if we pour ourselves into these important activities with enthusiasm and joy, we can be sure of an amazing harvest. Let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, you have been incredibly generous to us, and we thank you with all our hearts. Teach us more of what it means to be increasingly generous in our own giving. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.